A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord. Each day, our readings are rich with wisdom. Today is no exception. We hear in the first sentence of the Gospel that if a brother or sister sins against us, we must go and tell them their fault. It should be a private conversation between the two of us. If she or he listens, then we have won them over. This is particularly important in light of today's reading from Ezekiel, where the Lord admonishes that if we do not dissuade our brother or sister from sinning, they will die for their guilt, but we will be responsible for their deaths. Not only does our brother or sister suffer the consequences of sin, but if we make no attempt to win them over by dissuading them from sin, we will also suffer. While these readings are heavy on mourning, they seem light on practical know-how. I'd like to recommend three ideas for your consideration on how to live out Jesus' admonition. The first comes from our sister Catherine of Siena in the dialogue. God tells her, "Give up judgment which belongs to me, and take up compassion." In approaching a person who has sinned against us, we must suspend our judgment of that person and their motive and focus on the act, the sin. Knowing that we also are sinners, we should approach them with compassion. Karen Armstrong, in her book, The 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life, suggests that we approach them using St. Paul's description of love. If we are rude or self-righteous, if we speak impatiently or unkindly, we will never succeed in winning them over. Second, don't attack. Focus on how the sin affected you rather than attacking the person. Many of us have used I statements in these situations, stating how one feels and what one needs from the person rather than putting him or her on the defensive will allow the situation to become a conversation rather than a confrontation. Armstrong writes that in Buddhism, compassion is defined as a determination to liberate others from their grief. But in order to do that, we must admit our own unhappiness. Acknowledging the impact that my brother or sister's sin had on me is a key step to allowing him or her to be free from that sin. Finally, use the golden rule as the foundation for the conversation. Wouldn't we be more effective if we treated our brother or sister the way we would like to be treated? Can't we put ourselves in their shoes? After all, the person needs to come to the realization of their sin before we can win them over, as the Gospel says. If we understand what they are experiencing, we are more likely to be flexible and to allow them to be transformed. All of us have felt that another has wronged us. Let us be moved by compassion as we follow Jesus' word today.